Thursday.
Thursday?
Guess what time it is?
Well, what time is it?
It's time to get...
It's time to...
Get some!
Get some!
Get some!
Get some! Get some!
Some what?
Some what?
Get some coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And then...
We can start.
We can start?
Start the show.
Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
There you go. 22 degrees right now in the Motor City, a little before 6 o'clock. Big day today. It's our Canadian adventure. We're all going to Canada. Go see Cheap Trick tonight. First time over the border. We'll, of course, we'll take plenty of pictures. I'll do lots of Facebook Live while we're up there from prison or wherever we wind up over the border. Small change to the venue. It's not a big deal, Aaron. I don't think it's a problem. We only have one room. So that'll be fine for the three of us just to kind of...
Yeah, no.
Hey, Little House on the Prairie was just fine. They never complained about not having more than one bed. I'm spooning with Ryan anyway, so you're fine. Don't worry about it.
That's not happening.
Look at him. He's like a little teddy bear. Why wouldn't you want to just curl up with him? He's my rye. He's shaking his head right now.
Ew.
You tell him fired up this morning? We're going to have fun, man. We got a lot going on this morning. Ryan, what are you wearing tonight at the concert? You big kitty cat. You still going, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going to stay far away from you both.
Aaron will be sleeping at a poker machine tonight, one of those at Caesars Windsor. Again, but we'll be going, though. So, coming up today, first and foremost, we've got this called... Tickets on the 20s to go see...
The Who! So 620, 720, 820, 920. Just be caller 31 at 248-398-9279. You'll get to go see him in May.
They got it, man. It's going to be a huge show. You were saying, I saw something with Daltrey, again, another interview, where he was really excited about interpreting some of the Who songs with a symphony orchestra. So LCA, we're assuming it's the DSO. We don't know that 100%. But yeah, man. Okay. What's coming up in sports?
Well, the Pistons went to overtime. I'll tell you what happened there. And a new staff member for the Lions.
Nice. Hit another goal. 30 pounds.
Woo!
Yay! You hear me talking about Ideal You, and I know Dr. Stanley's like, do you have to play RuPaul? I'm like, yeah, because I'm working it, girl. I did run into my first problem. I am out of notches on my belt.
Time to buy a new one.
Yeah, I've gone in 6 notches so far on my belt. Since we've started doing this, we're talking about the Ideal You Health Center and Dr. Stanley. It's a proven blueprint to turning your body into a fat burning machine. This is what's cool about it. You got to go talk to them. When you talk to them, they'll show you how the program works. If you're 20, 30, 40 pounds overweight, you've got a ton of untapped energy in the form of fat that you can use. So not only when you're losing weight, you feel great, but then what's really super cool is you get this burst of energy, man. It's insane. Dr. Stanley and Ideal You give you the keys to access unwanted fat and use it to fuel your body. Now, I've been on the program for 17 days. I've lost 30 pounds. 30 pounds in 17 days. It works that fast. But the first step, say it all the time, that it's up to you. Call 1-800-IDEAL-YOU right now, and Dr. Stanley will give you $500 off your program. Get ready to turn your body into a fat-burning machine and save $500. Call 1-800-IDEAL-YOU to get started. 1-800-IDEAL-YOU to get started. Trust me, I was as nervous as you could be about this program, man, thinking I couldn't stick with it. Last night I made my favorite, Aaron, and last night I made my favorite dinner of all, baked spaghetti for my family. Because I'm on this plan and I don't feel hungry, I stuck with it. In the past, I probably would have snacked on half the thing. But it's what you told me from the very beginning. It's true. I mean, as long as you start feeling good about yourself and you're losing weight and you can see the progress, it makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it? Yeah. So I'll be wearing that thong in the studio in no time.
New.
You're welcome. 1-800-IDEAL-YOU. Call them right now, and Dr. Stanley will give you $500 off the program. 1-800-IDEAL-YOU. Results vary based on physical health and adherence to program. No weight loss guarantees are provided or implied. CSX Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 615. Of course, tickets on the 20s coming up in just a couple minutes here to go see the Who at LCA. I put a Facebook video up on ours, with a little Facebook Live from home yesterday, Aaron, with my... that giant fireplace grate that I got, which is stunning.
That is stunning. Fantastic, by the way.
Stunning video, and I want to thank everybody for the comments. It's the first time I've ordered something from Amazon. It came to the house. My wife goes, what is this huge box? I'm like, whoa, whoa. I'm trying to pick that up. That's a fireplace grate. It's a manly thing. She comes walking out holding it with one hand. You could barely put a 12-inch sub sandwich on this thing. I put my kid's Nike on there. In the photo, flipped it upside down and put the Nike on there. It's just got the great part. It barely fits. It's that small. don't know what I was thinking. I thought that, oh, yeah, it's big enough. It'll fit perfectly.
Well, the pictures are always deceiving, too, when you order things online.
Yeah, and you're right. But he actually gave me measurements. What was somebody said? You can fire roast your sub sandwich? And then Amanda said, can you order 24 of those for me? I need to organize my closet.
They kind of do look like shoe racks.
They do. And then Tom said it's a bacon rack. So we were at home going, ooh, bacon rack. Maybe we can make a bacon rack out of this. So, yeah, it was a total fail, man. If you want to see the video, it's on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House at WCSX. That thing's tiny, dude.
How come you didn't send it back, though?
Well, I'm going to today.
Okay.
Which means in about 3 weeks.
Gotcha.
Which means it'll sit on that little table by the front door for about 3 weeks. So, I mean, when you're trying to figure out sizes of things, though, like, so... Like, I thought that was bigger than it actually is.
So there's this great thing that was invented called a tape measure.
No, we're guys. We know how big everything is, right? That's how big it is? Is that the first time a guy has thought something was bigger than it actually is? Just saying. Yeah, we are. 6:31, Big Jim's House, 22 degrees, 32 for a high, snow rolling into Motor City on Saturday. Okay, today's our Big Jim's Canadian Adventure. I admit it. Well, a couple weeks ago, Aaron? A couple weeks ago.
Today is music. That's right.
You have to talk on the radio. It's a new thing we do. We're on until 10 today.
I'm just disappointed in you that all this time has gone by and you have not visited our friends across the bridge and... the other side of the tunnel.
17 years in the Motor City, have never, ever, ever gone to Canada. And I admitted it, and I've been getting grief for it. Been getting some sage advice, though. Well, here's my question. Is there anyone listening who's been detained at the border? That's what I'm saying. I really don't want anyone to call, because I would assume our listeners are better than that. But if you did get busted, we won't even use your real name. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279 is our studio number. We had our advice from Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick, who we're going to see tonight. Do you have any advice for me? I mean, going to Canada for the first time, Paul Rogers told me I need to take a hockey stick because games break out.
Yeah, that could be, too. Yeah. Let's see. Passport. Don't carry too many drugs.
What? Oh, not too much. Okay, there's a number. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah. Smile a lot and don't sweat.
Okay. Has anyone here been stopped at the border? Oh, son of a biscuit. Ryan, you're killing me, Smalls.
I wasn't the one driving the car, at least. It was my buddy's car. And he had subwoofers in the back. We thought it'd be a good idea to put bottles of booze in the subwoofers to bring back home. And they took them all apart with crowbars and screwdrivers and everything. Poured the booze out. They let us go.
Hold on.
And everything.
Let me change our theme song to this, then. You seriously got stuck? Oh, okay.
Yes, my buddy Kevin was driving the Jeep.
Ever been busted at the border?
No.
Is that a Your Honor no or a genuine no? And why are there so many people calling right now?
That's a Your Honor no.
Okay. You are your friends?
Friends.
Oh, seriously? Both of you? Oh, what the
hell? This is not a safe for the radio story.
Oh, really?
I will tell you off the air about this whole endeavor.
Come on.
And mine wasn't my fault, so it doesn't count.
Again, things you say in court for a living. Right there.
It was my friend.
My first time going to Canada. Why are all the phones lighting up? Don't call on this topic. Oh, my God. My first time to Canada. I'm already nervous enough, and I'm going with, I don't know, the two guys from Shawshank. I'm basically taking you guys over there. Hold on real quick. Grab a quick call here before we wrap it up. Kim and Almont. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you guys?
We're good.
I just want to wish Aaron the best of luck on this adventure with you and Ryan.
I appreciate that.
Why do you think she needs...
You know, those stories I was hearing this morning.
Yeah.
With the one room and, you know, and...
What, that Ryan and I are going to share a room? Yeah, you know, you just jokingly say we just dropped Kim there, lost her there. 248-398-WCSX. My bad on that one. Okay. So we're going to go over the border. We may be back tomorrow morning and do the show. I don't know because I'm taking you two. It's bad enough. So let me get this right. Just to be clear.
Okay.
Okay, you've got a story that's so bad you can't tell about that involves the border.
Yeah.
Right? Ryan's friend tried to smuggle booze into Canada in speaker boxes, A. And then B... You grabbed the roulette wheel when you were 19 at Caesars Windsor and got kicked out of there. And we're not even sure we can get into the casino to see Cheap Trick.
No, we're good. I told you. I got okay, all that
we're
confirmed.
Clear on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Yeah, my blood pressure's up. Okay. Yeah, there it is.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Got to talk into the phone, bozo.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Taking a road trip tonight. You know what's in the back seat of my car that we're taking to Caesars? My pillow. I got my MyPillow with me. You damn right I'm taking it with me, man. Okay, restorative sleep is the two words I want you guys to use. Restorative sleep. The new year is here. What's your New Year's resolution? If you're planning to be healthier, get a good night's sleep, it starts with a good night's rest, right? You got to get into this, man. Right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special. You'll find the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack. That includes free shipping. You'll get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. There is nothing better than restorative sleep. Go to MyPillow.com. Now, what you got to do is click on the end of the year special. It's right there. And use this promo code WCSX. That is important. Use that promo code WCSX. You'll get two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Again, go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, and enter my promo code WCSX. You can call them, too, 800-925-4059. CSX, Big Jim Jones, 645. I want to send that out to the folks working the borders in Canada today. Keep your hands to yourself, Georgia Satellites. We're getting ready for our big Canadian adventure. You guys have had a ton of suggestions. It's my first time going to Canada. I've lived here 17 years in the Motor City, and I've never gone over the bridge. I even have an enhanced license. I know it's stupid, and I'm embarrassed by it, but at least I've fessed up to it on the air. We're going to face your fears. We're going to see Cheap Trick tonight, and the good thing is none of our listeners have ever had any trouble at the border. They sail right through. That would be wrong. Threw this out on the air. Just thought, you know, nobody will really fess up to this. That would be wrong.
And then the text messages started flooding in.
For example?
I was detained at the border over a knife I forgot about having at the Blue Water Bridge.
Okay.
Then we have another guy that had a very nice 69 Mustang in the 70s and went to Canada to fish with his friends. And then they ended up searching the car, tearing off the door panels, took out the back seat, strip searched the guys, and didn't put the car back together.
No.
Yep. And then this is my favorite one, and I already told you what happens when you go to the border. They say citizenship, and you go, United States.
Okay.
Well, this person was stopped at the border when they were 19, and a friend of theirs had come home from leave from the military and was hammered and thought it would be funny to tell them that he had Lebanese citizenship instead of the United States. And it didn't end well for them because they all were pulled out of the car and searched, and the only thing the guy had was his military ID. And to make a long story short, they finally convinced the people that he was just drunk and being an idiot, and he was really American.
So the advice here is don't say stupid things when we go to cross the border today.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. Mike in Lakeville, morning, buddy.
How you doing?
We're good.
Yeah, I not only was detained, had to be strip searched at the border, but I was blackballed from the country. They told me if I ever come back that I would go straight to jail.
Can I ask why?
Yeah, what did you do?
Well, I would go over to the ballet, Cheetahs, and take half the girls to, like, the Ma and Pa gambling establishments and pretty much clean them out. And they apparently didn't like it that much. Wasn't declaring anything, and I don't know. Big old problem.
Yeah, I think there's more to this story, Mark.
Than
we're gonna,
you're
we're
sharing.
We're going to leave it at that, man. Okay, bud. That's wild, dude. Thank you, though.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks, man.
Yeah, see ya.
One more. Mark and Ipsy. Hi, Mark.
Hey. I got detained and deported.
Why?
Because my buddy had an alligator clip on his jacket laying on the back floor of the car.
Oh, no.
Didn't think that through, did he?
They pulled us over. Yeah. They went through the car. They took sense, strip searched us. And, they kept asking us questions about drugs and that. And then they said they made us go to immigration, sign deportation papers, and kicked us out.
So you are banned from Canada.
20 years.
Okay. All right. So you and ham are the two things that you can't get in Canada. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Mark. Hey, buddy. Appreciate you listening, brother. Have a good morning.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. There he goes. Yeah. So apparently it does happen a lot, man. 248-398-WCSX. You nervous at all about the going with us?
I mean, no.
Get over the bridge like that?
No, I'm going to stay far away from you, and I'll see you there.
Those good qualities to have when you work together every day. As long as I'm not near you, we'll be fine. CSX Big Jim's House. Congrats, Connie in Ann Arbor. She won the Disney on Ice tickets. We'll do that again tomorrow at 7 a.m. It's interesting how we're playing a lot of Canadian music this morning. Did you notice that? Little Canadian guys here.
A note about Geddy Lee, by the way.
Yes, ma'am.
He did an interview yesterday and said some solo material is possibly in the works.
We had talked about that about a week ago.
Yep. Yeah.
How would you feel about Geddy Lee going out without Rush? So I'm all for it, man. Get on there. Maybe he'll be there. Do they greet you at the border the first time they know? Like, today's my first time going to Canada ever in 17 years. I'm expecting, like, Geddy Lee, Trudeau should be there. Wayne Gretzky should be there. I'll settle the guy from the young guy from the Oilers who's really good. Connor, whatever his name is. But anyway. So I will readily admit the only reason I haven't gone to Canada has nothing to do with the beautiful country. It's crossing the border. I get anxious about it. I even have the enhanced license, and that's honestly, Aaron, I was thinking about it. What is it? I get nervous about going to the border. Not that I have anything in my past. I just get anxious about it, and I don't go.
I can't figure that one out.
I can't either, but we're going to go because we're going to see Cheap Trick tonight. So we've been asking people, did you get stopped at the border? And if so, what happened? I thought we'd get a couple calls. Good God. 248-398-WCSX. Calls and text messages coming in. Is that Lisa?
No, it's Julie.
Julie, I apologize. Julie, okay.
So she says hockey may be at the top of the list right next to Gordon Lightfoot, but bagpipe bands are a close second. And Julie and friends were on their way to a competition. They went through all of their stuff, making a wreck of everything. She says there was kilts everywhere. They almost made us take the drum heads off so they can look inside the drums. She says, what were they expecting to find, the Loch Ness Monster? And she said the guy at the border was actually upset when they couldn't find anything. So they got cut loose and sent on their way, but they had to dress in uniform as they were driving. And she said it was really hard to put on a kilt while they were driving.
248-398-WCSX. I see the phones lighting up again. Joe in Detroit, how you doing, bud?
Good. How you doing?
We're good.
So do you have a Canada border story to share?
Yeah, make sure nobody's had any recent medical tests.
Why is that?
Well, because I had a thallium stress testing and went over to Canada, no problem. Coming back in the U.S., it tripped off radioactive detectors, and they had Geiger counters and dragged us out of the vehicle and everything.
What?
Are you serious? No, you're making this up. Are you serious?
This is not a joke.
Whoa. All right. That's a new one.
There are sensors at the border, and it will detect radioactivity, and if you had a thallium stress test, it trips off all the detectors. And I mean, I'm sitting there, and you ask you the usual questions, and I come up, and the guy just looks at me, he says, you had any medical tests done recently? And I'm like, well, that's a strange question. You must be psychic. Yes, I did. Just pull over there.
That's crazy. But that's, it makes wild sense, doesn't it? It totally makes sense. Okay. All right, so Aaron, we can't have our nuclear stress test today that we were planning in the lobby.
All right,
after
then.
The show, so
we'll reschedule it for next week.
Joe, man, thanks for the heads up, though. Appreciate it, bud.
Yeah, take care.
Okay, time to give away free concert tickets.
What tickets do we have for Tickets on the 20?
Coming up, not just any tickets, some of the biggest tickets of the year, because coming to LCA.
The Who.
Moving On is the name of the tour.
Yep, complete with an orchestra.
Dude, the tickets don't even go on sale till tomorrow, so those are coming up, I don't know, real quick.
How do I get those tickets?
Tickets on the 20, coming up in less than
94.7 WCSX, 735, 23 degrees, 32 for a high. Yeah, heads up for snow on Saturday. No idea what the amounts. Depends who you talk to. Could be 3 inches, could be 12, could be 85.
Yeah, it could be none.
Could be none.
On tape.
I did not Google it. I haven't gone on Ask Jeeves. Do they get snow in Canada? I mean, the whole foreign country thing.
Oh, stop.
How much snow do they get up there? We're going to Canada today. It's my first trip in 17. I've never been. 17 years living here in the Motor City. I've never gone over the bridge because I'm nervous about going to the border. And everyone's been joking about it with us this morning. And then all of a sudden it's turned into stories about people getting busted at the border. Good God. I'm more anxious. No, I'm changing our theme song after this. This is turning to Midnight Express. Ryan's friend's been stopped. You had some issues at the border with some friends, right?
Back in the day, yeah.
Text messages pouring in, phone calls, 248-398-WCSX. Any text messages jump out recently?
Ed says, we went to AC/DC, pulled in the line for the tunnel by mistake, was a little buzzed, asked the custom officer if he could get us a good parking spot, and we would give him some marijuana. He said, sure, pull over here by these yellow lines, and proceeded to search the car. Ed says, thank goodness he was cool. I told him all we're doing is going to the concert, and he let us go.
Hey, bud, let's party. That's all. Big Boy Total Spicoli. Jeff, go ahead.
We get up there, and the lady goes, what country are you from? And my buddy, that's the driver, he says, Wall Lake, instead of the country he's from.
Come on.
He says, well, pull over there. And he goes, no, I want to go straight. So six guys come running and rush the car, pulled us out of the car, searched the car, found a hatch pipe. They took us in, strip searched us, and then told us to just get the hell out of here. Go back home. Go back to Wald Lake, they said.
Yeah, Wald Lake. The country of Wald Lake. I did not know. Do they have their own flag? Who knew?
Yes, it's a fish.
Is that what it is? I would think so. It would be a wall, wouldn't it? Just kind of like a picture of Pink Floyd, the wall. Jen, go ahead.
Yeah, this was my sister crossing the border with my niece, and they were stopped going through. Just, you know, he was checking the ID and whatever. My niece was in the back seat. Agent says, is this your mom? And my niece is in the back seat. She puts her hands up. She was like four. She goes, I don't know. And so they got stopped. And my sister was like, oh my God. So my niece was just being a little smart butt.
All right, nobody's joking around in the car today, right? We're all going to be very polite to the...
No, they'll say citizenship, and you go, United States.
No, you go Wald Lake. Did you not listen to Jeff? You say Wald Lake. They let you right in. It's seamless. If I yell Waterford really loud and go, don't look at me, is that bad?
Yeah, that's really bad.
All right, one more. Gail. Hi, Gail.
Calling about border crossing.
Yeah?
This was back in probably 2005. Had a brand new three-day-old Pontiac Aztec. And we were going over for an informational dinner. We got stopped. They pulled us over. They took my husband in one spot, me in another. And they went through my vehicle like crazy, like in the back, the carpet, they pulled all that out and all that. So needless to say, we have not been back since.
Now, in their defense, during that time that you went over, one of the most popular shows on TV was Breaking Bad. Remember? Now, follow me on this. I'm just thinking out loud. Gail, do you know what car Walter White drove? He drove an Aztec.
Oh, he did.
He did, remember?
Did he? I didn't even pay attention to that.
He drove an Aztec. Of course you didn't, Gail. Why did you tell that to the cops? he drove an Aztec, so maybe they thought you were Walter White's accomplice.
Oh, my God. We were there for 40 minutes, and it was just horrible. It truly was horrible when we got back into the car and saw what they did to the back carpets and stuff. I mean, it was my brand new vehicle.
Wow. I would have been in tears.
Okay. Man, that's tough, Gail. We appreciate you sharing that. We're going to, after the show, we're going to sit down and watch Midnight Express just to get ready for our border crossing. So... We'll be fine.
Good luck.
All right, thanks. Have a good morning.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Phone's ringing, dude.
Thank you, Donnie.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX. Big Jim's house money gives you a chance to win $1,000 five times a day and a special one-time $10,000 giveaway. But first, you'll need the all-new WCSX app to win. Download the WCSX app right now by texting the word app to our request line at 248-398-WCSX. That's APP to 248-398-9279.
CSX, Big Jim's house, a little after 9 o'clock, Triple Shot Thursday. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, get ready to go to Canada. We're going to head out of here at the end of the show, head up north and go see Cheap Trick tonight. We'll have video reports. I would encourage people, Big Jim's house on WCSX, our Facebook page. We're going to do some videos and stuff during the course of the day. So whatever we find. I don't even know. Do they have Tim Hortons up there? Can we stop?
Oh, my gosh. Will you stop with that? I want to thank Caesars Windsor, too, by the way.
Absolutely.
Because I'm really excited.
They're taking good care of us tonight. We'll have plenty of stuff. We're going to go talk with Cheap Trick as well. Now, I was reading this story on Reddit, and I didn't think it was true, and then I found out this is the second guy this year who has done this.
Uh-oh.
It involves Ambien. His name is not Roseanne Barr. A guy was on Reddit, proposed to his girlfriend recently, but he had no idea he'd done it because he claims he was on Ambien.
Now, normally I would call BS, but I have taken Ambien and it makes you do some crazy stuff.
Like that? Seriously? Now, yeah. To the point you don't remember what you've done?
Oh, yeah. I don't even mess with that stuff anymore.
Is this like tequila in pill form or something?
It affects each person differently, but I had some crazy vivid dreams on that stuff that like scared me.
Really? He said he had been planning. He wasn't planning to get engaged for at least another year and a half, but Ambien sped up the process.
It's possible.
Wow. Because he said he couldn't sleep, so he popped the question to her in the middle of the night and apparently just proposed to, he took the pill and then he proposed to his girlfriend. Just did that.
Hmm.
That's who he's going with. If you're her, you accepted, but he was under the influence of Ambien. Is it still a valid proposal?
That's a very valid question.
Right? Is it? I mean, if you're telling me Ambien makes you just woo occasionally and people do weird stuff, is that a valid proposal because he wasn't in a right frame of mind?
Yeah, I don't want to be in their living room.
Mike Morse, I'm available. Hire me, man. Bring me in. I will do it.
Okay, time to give away free concert tickets.
What tickets do we have? Tickets on the 20?
Oh, yeah. Coming up in just a couple minutes here.
Big show at LCA in May. It's The Who. How do I get those tickets?
Tickets on the 20. Coming up in less than 10 minutes in Big Jim's house.
Okay. 10 years to get this far. Don't always know what I'm talking about. Feels like I'm living in the middle of doubt. Cause I'm 18. I get confused every day. 18, I just don't know what to say. 18, I gotta get away.
Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. We're getting ready to head over the border. We're heading up to Canada.
Take off, eh?
Okay, thanks, Bob and Doug. We'll be heading up to the Great White North. Thanks for all the phone calls this morning about border crossings. Good God. That was nuts. All the people have been stopped for various reasons. The nuclear guy, the woman who had her Aztec stripped down. We had people with family members.
And kilts and bagpipes.
Exactly, man. All right, so we'll document all this today. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Let me see, tomorrow morning, Battle of the Burbs, East Side is up by 1.
Yes.
Okay. We'll also have Disney and Ice at 7 o'clock. We will have at 8 o'clock another Big Jim's House Money. And then we came up with an idea for the Friday six-pack. I don't know if you guys saw this video or not. Monday when they were doing the press event, one of the electric cars, it didn't roll out. It just kind of... So in honor of the auto show and the car that didn't roll out, we're doing songs with roll or rolling in the title.
Yeah, we're going to have to put that up on our Big Jim's House page on CSX 2 so that people can see this video, because the engineers that had to push the car out on the stage look like they have the worst anxiety in the world.
That is clinically, that's literally the whole thing. When you see that whole thing, the hashtag, you had one job.
Yeah.
That is your one job, to make sure the guys out on stage are like, and here it is, the new.
Oh.
The new. And it never came out.
Yeah.
It just got stuck back there. So.
Also, Women Who Rock tomorrow.
Yeah, who are we meeting tomorrow?
We're going to speak with Amy Wilson, who works with the Macomb County Drug Court. Her story, she used to be an addict, and she helps others. It's amazing.
Always motivating. Okay, ton going on. We thank you again, everybody, for being part of this. Follow along with our Canadian Adventure Day, Big Jim's House at WCSX, and we'll be back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.